let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. When a Christian believer's praise turns into worship, a great power is unleashed. Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves by Audrey Eccleston, seeks to inspire you to become a worshiper in order to understand that power. She shows how praise and worship were used as a weapon to combat evil by the children of Israel in the Old Testament. Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving illustrates the steps you can take to become a worshiper, a full-scale how-to course in all of the essentials. A deeply spiritual woman, Audrey Eccleston holds a number of degrees, including two doctorates. She is an educator, married to the late Reverend Basil Keith Eccleston at the Assemblies of Firstborn Church. She spent her formative years in Church of God Worldwide Mission International. Audrey C.A. Eccleston, author of Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves, joining us from London via Skype on This Week in America. Dr. Eccleston, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so grateful and delighted to join you today.
This is such an important book that you've written, receiving rave reviews worldwide. The book is Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves. Dr. Eccleston, what inspired you to write this book? What was it that motivated you and you thought, okay, I need to go ahead and write this book?
Actually, it wasn't a sudden inspiration. It was because I was doing a course on theology in ministry at the Theological College in 2011. And the students had to propose a title for a 10,000-word research project. So here I was thinking of a topic. And my first topic was church leadership. And that's because my husband was a minister, and I wanted to explore that and just give him the support that he deserves. And the second topic was praise and worship, because I was a praise and worship leader at the local church at the Assemblies of the Firstborn Harsden branch. So that's how I got to the topic praise and worship. I decided when my tutor said, Audrey, you have to decide, deadlines are coming up. So I said, all right, I'll decide on praise and worship, because there's a scripture that says, be careful for nothing, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. So thanksgiving became a part of the title. Praise, worship, and thanksgiving was my research title.
And our guest on the program, the author Audrey Eccleston, that's Eccleston. I'll give you her website throughout the program, and it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You Google, you'll find the information. It's audrey-eccleston.org/UK. So if you go ahead and put that in, you'll be able to get information on Dr. Eccleston and the book. I briefly gave a little bio. Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe something that people don't know. You've got such an amazing, illustrious career. Give us a little background on who you are.
Well, I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. That's in the West Indies. And I gained a scholarship to a grammar school in 1965. My favorite sports would be lawn tennis. So I played lawn tennis for my school, and inter-school tennis, we won the championship in 1971. And shortly after that, I migrated to England. And it's been 50 years nearly since I've lived in London. Now, I studied chemistry at London University, and now I'm a member of the Royal Society of Chemistry, Great Britain, and a chartered chemist. So my career started as a research development chemist in the chemical industry. After 5 years, I had some research experience at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. I went there just to do research on natural products, naturally occurring heterocyclic compounds.
Yes.
And when I returned to England, I completed my master's in education and trained as an educator with a postgraduate certificate in education and training. Now, I'm a retired science teacher after 30 years. My husband passed away, and as an ordained minister, I decided I would stay in the church and continue in the ministry. So I continued to work as a minister, and in 2017, I was awarded a doctorate in divinity from the Joint Council of the Anglo-Caribbean Churches, and I also have a doctorate in theology from the Christ Seminary in New York. To God be the glory.
Yes, and when you're once a teacher, always a teacher, and that's what you're doing in the book, Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, giving God what he deserves. That background, that research background, it comes through, that teaching background, that ministry background, the way you present the information in the book. Tell us a little bit about the book, some of the highlights. One review says it's a great way to learn about the power of praise, and that pretty well sums it up because it is powerful, especially if done correctly. Give us a little background on the book.
Well, the book illustrates the steps that anyone could take to become a worshiper. It provides evidence from the scriptures of when people in the Bible praise God and have faith in him, they obtain victories. For example, King Jehoshaphat, instead of sending the army to the front line, he sent the praise team to the front line. And the priests led the army, and they just sang praises and worshiped God as they went along in battle. And lo and behold, the enemies, the three armies that came across the children of Israel, they fought themselves. They turned on each other, and they fought themselves till there was not many people left. So Israel won the battle. So it just gives you an example of what can happen when you just praise God and ask him to do the rest. It shows that God always brings the children of Israel victory. And it's also impossible to think what he could do in those situations that are challenging. And even, for example, crossing the Red Sea, when Moses came up to the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's army were coming with them behind him, there were mountains on the left and on the right, and there was no way out. And God just said to Moses, stretch out your rod. And when he did, the water parted. Children of Israel went through on dry land. And this is a real historical event that took place. When the children of Israel went on the other side of the sea, Pharaoh's army were coming in to the sea. And then the waters came back together and they were all drowned. And it seems an unlikely situation, but just a simple instruction that he did. And we see how praise and worship bring about victory in God.
You know, readers are learning something as you're reading your book, Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving. In the process of researching and putting it together, did you learn something when you were writing the book?
Oh, yes, I learned a lot. The first thing I learned was that I didn't know a lot. I knew very little, in fact. I had to read the stories again to get the details from the story. I knew nothing about the history of the children of Israel. They have so many incidents taking place in the history of the children of Israel, but I just couldn't get to the point unless I researched it myself. I found out I knew so very little, and it's a shame to my knowledge. But somehow God brought me through from that point to now.
The book is Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves by Audrey Eccleston. That's Eccleston. Our website is audrey-eccleston.org.uk. All of this available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The title, Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves. What does that title mean? How is that chosen?
Well, the title is a three-part title. The first part encompasses praise. Praise means to declare great things about someone, to describe God's goodness, God's greatness, to tell God how wonderful he is. And we declare his awesome power and might that is like no other. And then the second part is worship. Worship means to express our praise more forcibly than usual.
Yes.
By lifting our hands, by clapping our hands, by stamping our feet. Some of us walk around and dance around the church or in their homes in God's presence. And we can just experience the presence of God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. But then the third part is thanksgiving and how grateful we are when we started to tell God about His goodness and being thankful. We have a heart of gratitude towards God, and we thank God for His blessings towards us. And so I join those three words together as a composite: praise, worship, and thanksgiving, to be a powerful sum total of who God is to me.
When you were writing this book, what were some of the challenges that you had in doing the research, in putting this book together? What challenges did you face?
The challenges were very, very much, actually. I found that I wrote considerably more words than I was asked to. I had to produce 10,000 words, and at that time I had not produced anything like that in my writing. And so I researched, I read lots of books, magazines, and got my information from other sources. And having done all that, then I had to cut back considerably. I had to make the project work for me so I could hand it in with 10,000 words or thereabouts. And it was heartbreaking, Rick, to delete hours and hours of hard work.
Oh, yes.
That was very challenging for me.
I can imagine that. Almost like your children, and you've got to go through and you have to make cuts, you know, possessions in life. That would be difficult because you had, untold hours in putting all of this research together.
That's right.
Well, the end result is receiving rave reviews worldwide. The book is Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves, by our guest in the program, Dr. Audrey Eccleston. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away? When they finish the book, what do you hope stays with them?
I hope my readers and my fans will remember that they should praise God. They should remember how great God is when they have faith in Him. These are recorded. There's references in the Bible to dictate how great the power of God is. God shows up every time and shows up strong towards them. So we need to just remember all those incidences that took place in the Bible. For example, Elijah, when he went to Mount Carmel to challenge the Baal prophets, the altar was drenched with water, and the Baal prophets called to their God, and there was no God answering. But when Elijah called to God, the sacrifice was burnt straight away. And so we remember incidents like that when we read the Bible, and when we read the book that I have written. I've included many incidences where God brought powerful change in the lives of those who believe in Him.
When you read Dr. Eccleston's book, Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves, it really helps you towards true worship. All of that is in Dr. Eccleston's book. Where do you get some of your ideas for writing? Where does that come from?
Oh, I get most of my ideas from reading the 66 books in the Bible. They are written by 66 different people, and this allows me to glean lots of ideas from Scripture itself. I read other books as well. I also read famous titles from the sacred hymns and solos, meditate on words from certain magazines, from famous songwriters, people who write gospel music, anything really. I even listen to the radio and to sacred programs, watching TV, religious television podcasts, broadcasts. Those also give me inspiration. Sometimes I even look at religious journals, Faith in Action, and I listen to people's testimonies. It could be anything. I might be just talking to someone and a word that they spoke just stand out into my mind, and I think about it and find something to praise God for that. So the inspiration comes from just listening, really, and being alive and alert to what is going on, being present with what is happening around me.
You know, that's so important for all of us as we go through life to be present. In your case, you are so aware of what's going on around you. And it sounds like this is an ongoing process for you as well. You may learn something today that you didn't know yesterday.
That's right. It's so easy to think about God's goodness and just to put it in writing. I began to just do this as a natural form, a natural way of life. Every time I go out, I take a notepad with me, and I would jot down a little thing here and there, and then when I get home, I try to put it together and add to my book.
The book is Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves by Audrey C.A. Eccleston. A few minutes left in the program. I hate to ask you this, but give me a favorite part or several parts of your book that you really feel, boy, these are powerful. This was really an inspiration to write this. This will change lives. What's maybe your favorite part of your book?
Oh, that would be my favorite part of my book. That would be the blessing of Solomon's temple. You know, when Solomon's temple was built and it was time to consecrate it, all the people gathered, all the priests, the Levites, they took the Ark of the Covenant and they walked into the temple. And when they began to sing, "For his mercy endureth forever," the presence of the Lord came down. And the weight of the presence of the Lord just caused them to prostrate before God. Everyone was on their faces. And that was so awesome when they realized that God had accepted their sacrifice. God had accepted their thanksgiving. So that to me is so amazing, so awesome, that it's absolutely great how God can show up and cause everyone to take note of what he's saying to them.
A couple minutes left in the program. Is there anything you'd like to read, leave to the readers, to your fans out there? Any particular message you want to give them as we conclude today's program?
Oh, yes. I would say just remember to sing praise to God every day. It might be for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. It might be half an hour. After all, God has given us 24 hours for the whole day. And we can take some minutes of 1 hour just to give him thanks and to give him praise, to think of his loving kindness. We don't want to ask him for anything each day. We don't want to ask him to do anything for us. But we want simply to find some time to give him praise and give him glory, because he inhabits the praises and he draws near to us. There'll be a connection of his mighty power. And the relationship that we build with him when we begin to trust him will develop. So most importantly, I'd like to say to my friends and readers, to make praise and worship a lifestyle for each and every one of them. That they should praise God in all things and in every area of their lives. And they will begin to love life.
Such a powerful message and a powerful book. I'm going to conclude with the words I used to open the program. When a Christian believer's praise turns into worship, a great power is unleashed. Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves by Audrey Eccleston seeks to inspire you to become a worshiper in order to understand that power. Dr. Eccleston has been our guest on the program. The book is Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Dr. Eccleston's website, which is Audrey-Eccleston, with two C's, Eccleston.org.uk. A lot of information there. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Dr. Eccleston's website. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Time went by way too quickly. A pleasure having him on the program from London, joining us via Skype today. Thank you so much for the important book, for the conversation, important conversation as well. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. With us on the program, Dr. Audrey Eccleston, author of Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving, Giving God What He Deserves. You'll find that information, linked to her book, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.